Oh, wow. You won't believe what happened on this one. Over there in Haiti, I didn't know there were scorpions. And the ladies happened to go and take a shower. Frances was in the shower, and she knows there was something crawling around her feet. And she got out of the shower real quick, took a picture, and asked somebody, "What is that?" And said, "That's a scorpion." She was so lucky she didn't get stung. I mean, really lucky. And there were lizards in the rooms that Haley and Hannah would not go to sleep until we catch the lizards. Yeah. Next. Okay, this is Mike again, and this is another gentleman that is coming to the United States to study. And that's his wife. Let me see, Mike, and do you know, Mike. I don't remember her name, so let me see. I'm sorry about that, but husband and wife were at the beach. And this is Gordon. The guy was telling he got spit back out when he took a dive in the water. He's enjoying the water right now. He finally got in. And this, I think he's having a little bit of trouble there. So we took a picture. Go ahead, next. Okay. And this is some of the taxis that were coming back from the beach. This is how they travel. Okay, and this is when I went in 2010, this is where I first went to work. This is the welding shop. This is where they made all the steel for the benches. This is where they come and take everything to the church. Oh, that's Pastor Todd, I believe. Pastor Todd, he always slept. You know, we took pictures of him, and he would be asleep. You know, and he would always have a rough time on the truck. He always be, if there was a bump, you could hear him. You know, so we felt bad for him. But the only thing that I'm glad that he got some sleep, you know. And this is down at Port-au-Prince again. You know, it's really packed. It took us a long time to get through. Okay, this is one of the gentlemen that's doing, that's the roof on the church. He's one of the welders that, you know, does the work over there. And I don't remember his name, so I have to get everybody's names. I wish I didn't, and I feel bad about that. So, oh, this is the children when they're just seeing the pictures being taken, smiling. They're happy. Oh, look at her. Yeah, she's in the corner saying, "Okay, I'll pose." Yes. And this is the last steps when, you know, they're doing the final painting. And that's the church that they've been waiting for 7 years. Oh, the gentleman, go back to that one. The gentleman on the ladder, he's the one that forgot to take the bucket of paint that fell on my head. Yeah, and she was kind of shy. She really didn't want her picture taken. And you could see she finally did. It was interesting for them to see their faces in the camera. They couldn't really believe it. Go ahead. And this is them cleaning up. They participate. That's one of the things about Haiti people. When we were doing benches, I noticed they come by and they wanted to help. So, you know, I showed them how to do it, and they would take over, and I start something else in another area. And the ladies, they'll always be there to help. I couldn't believe how helpful, and they always wanted to participate. Go ahead. And the medications. This is a clinic. We moved all the medication to the clinic. This is the only two shelves that they have for all the medications. They never had a clinic. They never had medications. So now they do, but the problem is that there's no security for the clinic. The clinic needs bars, and that's one of the goals that I told Pastor Rob and Pastor Anthony, that little by little we're going to start, you know, ask for donations to provide the steel to do. There's welders and all that, but the funds to buy the steel is not there. And what the pastor and his wife do, they were sleeping every night in front of the door so that people would not come and steal it. Every night. And I couldn't believe it. When I found them sleeping there, I said, "My goodness." He says, "Yeah, we have to do this. Otherwise, they would disappear." Next. Oh. They never seen a toilet. a lot of the village that was there, they never seen a toilet. We installed a toilet for them to use. They were surprised. They didn't know what it was. And he was demonstrating how to sit on the toilet without taking his pants off, just to show him, you know? Yeah. Okay. Oh, wow. Yeah, this is a young, this is a little young girl that she was standing, and she really started getting, like, frustrated and started crying. So we just told her, you know, you could leave, you could put her right next to us. And she was looking at me, so I was trying to cheer her up, but she just kept looking forward. You know, like, you know, who are you? You know, and yeah, so it was really great. This is at the service. The service has started. When the service started, you should see how packed it was. All the benches were filled. Outside, there were like another 40, 50 people and waiting to hear the word. Go ahead. This is one of the young men that was speaking. Since he couldn't get in the church, he was speaking inside to see what was going on. Okay, that's Pastor Anthony, and I forgot his name too. But the gentleman with the hat, he's from Australia, and he's involved in a lot of missionary work in Haiti, all around the world. Believe me, he's done many, and so he has a lot of experience. One of the experiences he had with me is this: that when we went to eat lunch, somebody had to take care of our belongings, like the medication, computers, and all that. And there were a couple of chargers to recharge batteries. So they told me to take care of the belongings. So I went over there, and I saw some children, you know, taking phones and put it in their pockets. And they opened up a backpack, and they were looking through it. And I said, oh, my God. You know, I thought it was from the group. So I told him, hey, no, you know, don't take it. You leave it. And so they started running, you know. So I said, hey, come here. You need to give me that back. But guess what? It wasn't the group's. It was their belongings. I felt so bad. I went and talked to the pastor. I told him, look, I didn't know. He started running. So I, you know, and he was watching everything. So I told the kids, you know, you can't be taking stuff. And they were trying to tell me it was there. So I go, you know what? You bring the owner of this backpack, and I'll give it to him. So it was a pastor's backpack. I felt so bad. I apologized, and I talked to him and said, look, you know, I have hard things to still work through, you know, rough edges. And this is the part of my Christianity that I need to still work. And I was so embarrassed, and I just continued to work, and I apologized. That's all I could do. I just felt so bad. Next. Okay, this is the truck when we're getting ready to go back to Port-au-Prince to get ready to go to the airport when we're leaving. This is the church when it's really packed. This is when everything's getting done. People are handing out things for the people. Next. And this is how it looks. That's how many people were there. I mean, there were many people. And this, the clinic, one of our sisters took about 500 pair of glasses. As a matter of fact, not this one, but one of them that I have here fit my prescription. She took 500 pairs and gave it to all the people that needed it. People there don't have access to sunglasses or to any prescription glasses. People are going blind with cataracts, glaucoma. A lot of people are going blind because they have no protection for the sun. So that's another thing that I told Pastor Rob, and I told them over there at the church that I would try to buy 500 pairs of sunglasses. I came and shared my testimony with one of the guys here in the barrio from the hood. His name is Pepe. He's an elder guy. And he was really touched. And you know what he did? He goes, Mario, you know what? Right now, we're going to go and buy $200 worth of sunglasses. I got 156 pair of glasses already. And a men's breakfast, I told the man. And I got like 25 pairs from there. So that's one of the other things. If you would like to donate, you know, like, I know when I go to Starbucks, I spend about $5. You know, if you could just sacrifice Starbucks one time that would provide 5 pairs of sunglasses for somebody that really needs it. They work out in the fields. They have no protection from the dust, for everything that falls in there. They have no water to wash out what goes in their eyes, so they have to live with it, you know, and do the best that they can. And so there's a lot of need for that. And hopefully, you know, it will be done in the Lord's will. It will be completed. Next. One of the things that we encounter a lot that slows us down was flat tires. And this kind of tires, you just can't repair that. You have to get somebody that would know how to do it. They're the kind that are split rims, so it's very dangerous when you're repairing it and inflating it back up. If that ring doesn't seal all the way around, it could really hurt and kill people. So I was surprised that we didn't have no pictures, but the way they do it over there, they get a piston and they patch the tube, and they actually melt the tube and the patch into one. It was amazing how they did it. The improvise was very adequate. And this is, let's see. I forgot it. Todd. Yeah, Todd. And I believe that's Francis. Just resting. He's not asleep this time. And this is when we first went over there, we took a lot of suitcases. I took a suitcase with a lot of medications, sunscreen, stuff like that. This is, they empty everything out and put it all on the table. And you'd be surprised how people that don't have donkeys or any kind of transportation to make a living, they're actually asking people with bigger things on their heads, the ladies carrying and walking like nothing. I mean, I was like, wow. And believe me, those things were heavy. Okay. This gentleman with a hat, he's involved in a lot of missions also. His name is Gary. And he's also from Australia. So both of them are from Australia. They're sticking together. But he's a real neat guy. He lives here in San Diego, I believe in Ramona or El Cajon. I can't remember where, but he's here in San Diego. And next trip that I'm taking will be in Mexico in March. We're going. Me and Pastor Rob and him are going to go build a house. It'll be a 3-day mission. And that one I'm going to go with Pastor Rob and Gary, and hopefully some other people that will volunteer to go to help. And this is people just resting. Oh, wow. That's just me smiling. Next. Get that one out of there. Hey. Okay, this is the wheelbarrows that they use over there. This is the way, we only have 2 wheelbarrows to do all the mixing, all the moving. So it took a lot. Believe me, those wheelbarrows don't have the bearings like normal to make. You have to use force to get them going. Okay, this is Pastor Anthony's wife. Do you know her name, Pastor Steve? I can't remember her name right now, but this is her. When we went to the second church, we picked up like 500 pounds of different kinds of grains, and we took it back to the church, and she's distributing it to have it cooked for the ceremony of celebrating opening the church. And this is one of the big problems that Haiti has, and a lot of it is all American trash. That's the sad part. I pray that someday they will have a recycling system that they could do, because I know if I was to pick up all those bottles there, I could easily buy a car. You know, there's that much trash, and it goes into the ocean. When I went to swim in the ocean, there were some ranches. There was all kinds of debris in the shore, so you had to really be careful you didn't get stuck with one of them. But, yeah. And see, me with a face mask, I wasn't going to breathe out. Oh, this is beautiful. This is Haley with the young ladies here posing and taking a picture with her. And this is another picture from other children that were just interested to see what we were doing. This is the children also finishing up their class. Okay. And that's Haley. I can't remember his name either, so you guys have to forgive me. And that's back. What was I going to say? The thing about going to Haiti is that when I told them, when I did my testimony, I told them how I was able to go. And when I told them that my church, everyone, you know, participated for me to go, because they thought I had a lot of money. I said, no, I didn't have a penny to come. My church provided that. So they were surprised that, you know, a Christian brothers would do that. And I go, yeah, you know, the Lord has provided for me to come. And from this, it's not the end. This is the beginning to open up more doors in my heart to participate and to get involved. And I know that since you already participated in sending me, I know that somehow, you know, you might want to, you know, one of these days go as a volunteer or also sponsor somebody that will go again. And because there will be more Haiti trips. The work is not done there. People in Haiti need a lot of help. And one of the things that we're doing now, we're not mailing anything. We're having the groups take it personally, because every time we mail something, they never get it. And they're always waiting for it. So, you know, if you have any thing like sunglasses that you want to donate, I'll be happy to take them. If you would like to donate for the security bars, I'll be happy to take that. And one of the things that I did promise Pastor Rob, the nurse that he pays $50 a month, from now on I will be pay $25 a month for as long as the Lord allows me to do it. And also I will be giving $5 to the helpers so they also have income. And one of the things over there about school, the children over there want to go to school. They want to learn. But you know what? They don't have the money. And when we're coming back to Port-au-Prince to fly out, we saw two children standing on the road and really nice with their uniform. So we asked them, how come you're not in class? He goes, we didn't have the money. Our teacher kicked us out because we couldn't pay it. And I asked him, how much does it cost for the whole month? $5. So the money that I got from all of you, you know, I left it all in Haiti. We pay for them to go another month. And from there, Dustin and Josh are going to start doing a sponsorship for the schools for every child. Once they get it going, I will let you guys know, to sponsor the children to continue to go to school, you know, if for the parents that don't have the money. And that day when I gave the money to the children, they were walking away, and the mom happens to comes to us, and she wanted to know, you know, why we gave her money. So I told her, because I want them to go to school. My church gave me this money for the Haiti people, so, you know, this is what it's going to be used for. And she was so happy, she could not believe it. I mean, seriously. And her hands, you should have seen her hands. You know how sometimes you have fungus in your feet, and you literally see it? That lady worked so much that there was some kind of fungus in her hand, but she would not stop working. She came to help and asked the teacher why their children was not in school. And when she found out, and, you know, I told her that we, you know, we could help her out for the month, she was so happy that we got her name and we got their phone number and their address. And hopefully, if the Lord allows me, I will take up that family to sponsor them to continue to go to school. So see, by me going to Haiti, it didn't just go to work. I never had this kind of experience where the Lord has opened my heart. And they were singing the song, open my eyes of my heart, Lord. And we were singing it over and over. And I said, Lord, you have opened my heart. Things that I never had in my heart, I'm able to embrace it, you know, and to really take part of it. And I know that the Lord is putting that in my heart. So I'm going to be involved in more things regarding mission work. And I just want to say thank you to all of you. And, you know, God is with all of us. And, you know, as Christians, we must need to continue to walk in his ministries. And this is something that the whole world needs. But sometimes we can't help everyone, you know, and that's the downfall that makes me kind of sad sometimes. But all we could do is our best, and that's all God wants us from us. So, you know, I just want to say thank you for everything that you guys participated, and that will God bless you all the time, and that somehow, you know, God would touch you guys, and maybe you want to become involved, talk to me, and I'll be happy to hear you. And that's it. And there's a lot more pictures. There were too many, and I will put another slideshow, and one of these days when you come on a Friday or something like that, I'm going to put it up so people could see it. Okay? Thank you.